shall receive power, December 8. Prayer brings strength. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. While Jesus, our intercessor, pleads for us in heaven, the Holy Spirit works in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. All heaven is interested in the salvation of the soul. Then what reason have we to doubt that the Lord will and does help us? We who teach the people must ourselves have a vital connection with God. In spirit and word, we should be to the people as a wellspring, because Christ is in us a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Sorrow and pain may test our patience and our faith, but the brightness of the presence of the unseen is with us, and we must hide self behind Jesus. Talk courage to the church. Lift them up to God in prayer. Tell them that when they feel that they have sinned and cannot pray, it is then the time to pray. Many feel humiliated at their failures, that they have been overcome by the enemy in the place of overcoming. Worldliness, selfishness, and carnality have weakened them, and they think it is no use to approach unto God. But this thought is one of the enemy's suggestions. Ashamed they may be, and deeply humbled, but they must pray and believe. As they confess their sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive them their sins, and cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Though the mind may wander in prayer, be not discouraged. Bring it back to the throne, and do not leave the mercy seat until you have the victory. Are you to think your victory will be testified by strong emotion? No. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The Lord knows your desire. By faith, keep close to Him, and expect to receive the Holy Spirit. The office of the Holy Spirit is to control all our spiritual exercises. The Father has given His Son for us, that through the Son the Holy Spirit might come to us, and lead us unto the Father. Through divine agency, we have the Spirit of intercession, whereby we may plead with God, as a man pleadeth with his friend.